Hey, it's Payne, and I'm here to tell you that we're back with a brand new season of Up and Vanished, called Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun. In this newest season of Up and Vanished, I'm investigating an unsolved missing persons case in Nome, Alaska, on the edge of the Arctic Circle. Florence Okpialik, an Alaska native, was last seen on August 31st, 2020, and I've spent the last year in Alaska trying to find out what happened to her, putting myself in the most dangerous positions I've ever been in. You don't want to miss this brand new season of Up and Vanished. It is by far the most intense investigation I've ever been a part of. From Tenderfoot TV, Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is available right now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, greetings, Earthling. Oh, do I have a surprise for you. Today's episode of Radio Rental is brought to you by a brand new Tenderfoot podcast called High Strange. High Strange takes an investigative deep dive into the history and phenomena of UFOs in America. Have you ever wondered what the hell are those strange lights in the sky? Maybe you think it's a secret military aircraft. Wrong. Or your weird neighbor flying his drone over your house again. Then, sure, maybe most of the time it is that, but what about those Navy pilots who said they witnessed several UFOs? Or, as they're called now, UAPs. The government's response was, yes, those were real, and we have no clue what they are. Classic government. Deep state. Of all the stories over the years about UFOs and aliens, do you think any of them bear truth? Well, have I got a show for you. High Strange is a new investigative podcast that sets out to find concrete answers. From the creators who brought you this podcast, Up and Vanished, an Atlanta Monster, High Strange is your latest alternative true crime binge that pushes the boundaries of your perception of our universe. High Strange is available right now on your podcast app. And as a matter of fact, the team is so convinced you'll enjoy it, they're going to give away 10 Radio Rental merchandise packages. Each one contains a VHS tape with stickers, an official video rental card, Radio Rental pins, and a t-shirt. All you have to do is search High Strange on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and listen to the first episode, then rate the podcast, leave an honest review, and in your review, say, Terry sent you, and 10 lucky listeners will be chosen. We'll shout them out on the next episode of Radio Rental, which I am pleased to say will be out later this spring. Huzzah! No, enough of that. Let's move on. Here's the tape!
I was probably somewhere around 6 to 10. Every once in a while, I would just wake up in the middle of the night. No idea why. My bed was pushed against the wall, and if I sat up, because I had the window so close to my bed, I would just look out it, you know, for a couple of minutes. Just stare at the trees, stare at the streetlight, and then, you know, eventually lay back down and go back to sleep. We had these two trees on either side of the sidewalk, and right next to the one tree was a street lamp. So I would just kind of, you know, stare at it. And I would just kind of stare at it for a bit, and then, you know, eventually lay back down, fall back asleep. That particular night, I woke up, sat up, decided to look out the window, and I noticed something on the hood of my parents' car. It was like a big gray mass. On the hood of my parents' gold car. So it stood out. immediately. At first, it looked like a blob. And then as I kind of like tried to look closer, I was able to pick up more and more of the features. And I kept staring at it, and it took a second to process that it looked like a person crouched on it, almost like a frog, and the hands placed in front of itself, like to keep its balance. And it almost looked like it was scanning the ground for something. What am I looking at? And I stared at it for a second, and I said something really softly to myself. It was almost like air escaping my mouth. Almost a whisper. What? And it shot up immediately right after. Its head shot up at me. And I could see like these two big black holes, orbs just in its head. Now it's looking at me. I freaked out. It heard me. As soon as the sound escaped my mouth, it looked like its head shot up at me. I don't even think my brother heard me. He was on the other side of the bedroom asleep. It shot its head up at me. Immediately, I thought it heard me. Because it was right after I like whispered something that it looked up. And it leaped from my parents' car to my window on the second floor and somehow stuck to the side of the house to try to look in at me. That's impossible. I threw myself back on my bed and covered myself with the covers. And I just laid there thinking, you know, it'll go away. I hear a thud on my window. I'm on the second floor. There's no way that this thing ran up to my window. And I peeked out from under the covers. I could see the inside of the curtain, but not actually see outside the window. And I could see a shadow moving on the inside of the curtain. And I just laid there paralyzed, thinking, this is impossible. And I remember hearing my heartbeat in my ears, so loud. Oh God, can it hear me? Can it hear my heart? Just trying to calm myself down. And I wanted to scream. I wanted to just scream for my parents. But I didn't want to wake up my brother. I didn't want to freak out my parents, because what if it hurt them? So I just laid there, scared out of my mind. Eventually the shadow went away. And somehow I fell back asleep. Somehow I passed back out. When I woke up the next day, I went around telling everybody I saw an alien. There was an alien on the car. You just watched a really scary episode of The X-Files, and you had a bad dream. Nobody wanted to believe me. I've had really realistic dreams before. But even as they were happening, I knew, oh, I'm dreaming. I never had that moment. It felt very real. But everybody insisted you were just dreaming. It sucked that nobody wanted to believe me, but at the same time, I understand why nobody wanted to believe me. So eventually I told myself, you know, no, they're right. I had a bad dream. It was overstimulation from too many alien movies. Part of me eventually, you know, the more people told me no, the more I was like, well, they're grown-ups. They must be right. It must have been a dream. I slowly forgot about it. It wasn't until years later that we were getting ready to move. I must have been 12. We're clearing out the bedrooms. And we're cleaning everything up, and I'm helping out. I was scrubbing down the windows. And my mother tells me, Nikki, you missed a spot. I said, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did. There's a giant handprint on the glass. And I showed her wiping it, and I go, Mom, it's outside. The fingers were very long. It was almost like it was, I don't want to say childlike, but smaller than an adult. The screen to keep bugs out was on the inside. It didn't open inwards, it opened outwards. So I would have had to have removed the screen, rolled open the window, stuck my hand out around to touch the pane of glass to make this handprint. At the time, because it was years later, I had almost forgotten about it. Seeing the handprint, I'm like, no, it's on the outside. And I saw the handprint, and it just kind of, it took a minute, and it came back.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed this extraterrestrial episode of Radio Rental. It certainly was strange. If it whetted your appetite, check out the podcast High Strange for more cosmic thrills. Stay safe out there, and try not to walk into any mysterious beams of light. Right, Malachi?
Hey, it's Payne Lindsay here. It seems like everywhere you turn, there's a new story about UFOs. Just last month, the military shot down three objects in our own airspace. Balloons, UFOs, UAPs. What is really going on? I have a brand new investigative podcast I'm hosting called High Strange that attempts to answer that very question. What is really going on with these UFOs? For nearly 2 years now, I've traveled all over the country and interviewed dozens of people, exploring the most famous unexplained events of our time, presenting only the facts and the real hard evidence. The stories and firsthand accounts you'll hear are thought-provoking and sometimes even terrifying. So, if you're looking for your next podcast, please check out my new show called High Strange.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Do you mind if I toss this mic on you?
Mm-hmm. Could you just state your name?
I'm Travis Walton. Today is January 29th.
How long has it been now?
45 years. 45 years and 3 months. But some things don't change, you know.
What you mean?
Some things about it haven't gotten any easier at all. I wish that this had never happened. It's not been a good thing for my life, for my family. In some ways, they don't even see the real me, you know?
This morning I woke up, had breakfast and some coffee, showered, then went to my office. I had a few Zoom calls, a quick lunch, did some scrolling on TikTok and Instagram, sent a few emails, and some more emails.
First yawn of the day.
Left my office, went to my local neighborhood bar. I love a good gin martini. A phone call, another email. Time to eat dinner and go to sleep. Okay, I think you get it. We all have a version of this. A routine. A pattern. Our habits. Whatever it is. We all have shit to do. More than enough to worry about. Jobs, relationships, politics, religion, COVID, whatever the next version of COVID is. An endless amount of things to keep our minds busy. Life can feel like a hamster wheel. Doing the things we know until we get too tired and fall asleep. That sounded depressing. My point is, it's almost by default that we as humans remain focused on what's right in front of us. And for the most part, we have to. But if you ever just stop. Stop and step outside. And just look at the sky. Sometimes all the things in our daily lives suddenly feel incredibly small. And maybe that's a good thing.
The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark, the pale blue dot.
This is the voice of the late Carl Sagan, renowned astronomer and astrophysicist, famously described the Earth as a pale blue dot. He put our tiny existence into perspective, artfully explaining not only our responsibility to each other, but also to our planet.
Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. Everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot. The only home we've ever known.
My name is Payne Lindsay, and for the last 5 years or so, I've spent my career making true crime podcasts and investigating cold cases. Ever since I was a kid, gazing up at the stars was something I loved to do, wondering what else could be out there, or if there was anything at all. Well, scientifically speaking, the likelihood of intelligent life existing somewhere else in the universe, at this point, is almost certain. Space is literally so big that it makes our numeric system look stupid trying to explain it. Example, we live in the Milky Way. Venus, Earth, Mars, you know the rest. There are over 100 billion more planets in the same galaxy. And beyond the Milky Way, it's believed that there are likely 10 trillion more galaxies. So, doing the math, that brings us to a whopping 1 septillion number of planets in the universe. That's a 1 with 24 zeros after it. What are the odds we're just so damn lucky? 1 in septillion, I guess. But even if science supports the idea of extraterrestrial life, we here on Earth have an incredibly hard time grappling with it. Hoaxes, pseudoscience, attention-seeking people, it's all clearly muddied the waters. And I get it. Little green men are fun. They look cool in a t-shirt or a mug from a gift shop. But what's the real deal here? Very quietly over the last few years, the conversation surrounding UFOs has started to slowly shift. Navy pilots have come forward with video evidence.
My God.
Aircraft maneuvering in ways that defy our current understanding of the laws of physics. Congress is meeting about it. NASA has joined the search. If there's ever been a time to look at this subject a little more seriously, it's probably right now.
UFOs on radar, harassing a U.S. Navy warship off the California coast.
This Navy video showing the pilot's reaction to the strange aerial encounter, what pilots described as aircraft that flew in a manner that defied physics.
It's rotating. So look at this thing. My God. There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the NSA.
UAPs, or unexplained aerial phenomena. That's what the military calls them.
Physical evidence of off-world vehicles not made on this Earth.
No wings, rotors, or detectable exhaust. Unable to track where they came from or where they disappeared to.
We have multiple departments right now that have sightings on it.
Oh my God, I hope that's a plane. Oh Jesus Christ, please be a plane. Oh please, come on, I ain't ready for this shit.
Radio Rental is created by Payne Lindsay and brought to you by Tenderfoot TV. Executive producers Payne Lindsay and Donald Albright. Hosted by Rainn Wilson as his character, Terry Carnation. Produced by Payne Lindsay, Mike Rooney, and Meredith Stedman. With additional production by Eric Quintana. Written by Meredith Stedman. Additional writing by Mark Lachlan. Sound design by Cooper Skinner. Original score by Makeup and Vanity Set. Cover art by Trevor Eiler and Rob Sheridan. If you have a Radio Rental story that you'd like to share, please email us at yourscarystory@gmail.com or contact us via the form on our website, radiorentalusa.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Radio Rental. You can also follow the illustrious Terry Carnation on social media. Just search at Terry Carnation. To hear more from Terry, listen to his podcast, Dark Air. Special thanks to Grace Royer and Oren Rosenbaum at UTA, the Nord Group, Station 16, Beck Media and Marketing, and the team at Cadence 13. On behalf of the Radio Rental Store, we'd love it if you'd subscribe, rate, and review. And don't forget to share our show with a friend of the genre. Thanks for listening.
I'm April.
And I'm Meredith.
And we host the podcast
Rattled and Shook, a weekly show where we listen to and discuss scary stories.
Scary stories kind of like these.
Door opened. Sliver of light, footsteps to the foot of my bed, same as always.
They had disguised their voice and were saying things like, I can see you through your window.
If you like to listen to podcasts with a lot of scary stories, this is for you. Rattled and Shook is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts.